Avalanches on Mars, presented by Science at NASA. March 4, 2008. A NASA spacecraft in orbit around Mars has taken the first ever image of active avalanches near the red planet's north pole. "It really surprised me," says planetary scientist Ingrid DeBar-Spitale of the University of Arizona, who first noticed the avalanches in photos taken by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter on February 19th. "It's great to see something so dynamic on Mars," she says. "A lot of what we see there hasn't changed for millions of years." The orbiter's high-rise camera wasn't looking for avalanches. "We were checking for springtime changes in the carbon dioxide frost covering a northern dune field. Finding the avalanches was completely serendipitous," says JPL's Candace Hansen, deputy principal investigator for high-rise. The full image reveals features as small as a desk in a strip of terrain 6 kilometers wide and more than 10 times that long at 84 degrees north latitude. Reddish layers, known to be rich in water ice, make up the face of a steep slope more than 700 meters tall, running the length of the image. "We don't know what set off these landslides," says Patrick Russell of the University of Bern, Switzerland, a high-rise team collaborator. "We plan to take more images of the site through the changing Martian seasons to see if this kind of avalanche happens all year or is restricted to early spring." Material that fell from the upper portion of the scarp is probably more ice than dust. Imaging of the area in the months ahead may reveal changes in the new deposit at the base of the slope. That will help researchers estimate what proportion is ice. "If blocks of ice broke loose and fell, we would expect the water in them will be changing from solid to gas," Russell explains. "We'll be watching to see if blocks and other debris shrink in size. What we learn could give us a better understanding of one part of the Martian water cycle." The avalanche photo is just one of approximately 2,400 high-rise images released on March 3rd. Another notable image shows a blue crescent Earth and its moon, as seen by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. The west coast of South America is visible in the photo. Still other images allow viewers to explore a wide variety of Martian terrains, such as dramatic canyons and rhythmic patterns of sand dunes. HiRISE is one of 6 science instruments on board the orbiter. The spacecraft reached Mars in March 2006 and has already returned more data than all other current and past missions to Mars combined. "Our Mars program is the envy of the world," says Alan Stern, associate administrator of NASA's Science Mission Directorate in Washington, D.C. "We plan to launch a total of 5 more missions in the next decade, beginning with the Mars Science Lab rover next year and a Mars Aeronomy Scout mission in 2013. Stay tuned. This story was read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.